This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Stussman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. And of course, as always, Jason French is here from Stussman's to answer your lawn and garden questions this morning. The number to call, 316-869-1330. That's area code 316-869-1330. You can also send your question to the KNSS Facebook page. Hey, good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Here we are kicking off another beautiful fall morning here in Kansas. Tell us what's growing on.
Hey, there's a lot growing on. It's a little bit warm this weekend. So, you know, if you've got mums or other things in containers, be sure to keep them watered. But, it's a great time of the year. A lot of things, the fall plants coming into good color. You know, the mums, we have the different season ones and, you know, the mid to late season ones starting to come in color now as we get into October, and a lot of those things going on. You know, personally, for something growing, had a few of the army worms in an area of the grass a while back, and put some seed down almost 2 weeks ago. And it's been kind of amazing this week. You know, I've been keeping it nice and damp, but almost each day that area has looked a little greener and a little greener and a little greener. And, you know, this morning it was this nice light green, almost fuzz through that area where all that grass had come up. So it's good weather for getting a lot of things growing.
Absolutely. And as you kind of alluded to right there, you guys are loaded up with fall items there at Stussman's, including plenty of pumpkins, right?
Yeah, absolutely. As we get into October, I mean, we're starting the second week next week. Start thinking about not just some of the funky pumpkins, but a lot of the jack-o'-lanterns. People start thinking about maybe carving them up in a couple of weeks, a good supply of all of those. And then all of the weird and warty funky pumpkins for a nice fall display, maybe throw some little gourds and things in there. Great selection of that stuff right now.
Now, earlier this week, I saw a picture of your, well, what was called the greenhouse mascot. Is it Louis the Cat?
Oh, yeah.
He looked very comfortable in the middle of some fall decor there at the store.
Yeah, he's quite a character here at our Pleasant View location. I think if there's a way to be reincarnated, I want to come back as a greenhouse cat. He gets to lounge around and get attention all day, and then his being put out at the end of the day means he has to go and hang out in the greenhouse where it's always a nice temperature and you're kind of outside, but you're not. I mean, it's a perfect life. But yeah, he's pretty fat and happy stretched out there in that photo.
Yeah, I think Louis has a pretty good life there at the greenhouse. Let's talk about pansies. I saw a video on your Facebook page about caring for pansies. What are some of those tips?
Yeah, pansies are a great plant. I don't think they get enough attention always here in Kansas, but people think about, you call somebody a pansy, that means, they're weak, they're a weakling. But pansies, for cool weather are one of the toughest plants we can plant. And, you know, putting them in the ground or in a large container this time of year, they're going to bloom wonderfully through the fall. And then as we get colder, they don't die off. Usually they'll live right through the winter time, and then early spring, way before you want to risk planting anything out, they're going to be blooming and just a great plant early spring as well. They don't really live up to their name until it starts getting hot. When we start having days, you know, 85, 90 degrees, they get pretty stretchy and they kind of quit blooming and they're about done. But, you know, by that time we're wanting to put new spring and summer plants in anyway. So, you know, yes, they're just an annual, but you get as much use out of them as your spring annuals. I mean, you plant them in April and they're good till October. Well, these you plant September or October, they're going to be good till April or May. So it's a great way to maybe keep a little flower bed or an area like that with some color through most of the year.
All right. A lot of great information there on pansies on the Stutzman's Facebook page. You can see that video right there and learn all about pansies and some of the best tips for caring for those this time of the year. You're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. If you've got a question this morning, the number to call, 316-869-1330. You can also send it to the KNSS Facebook page. That's what Elaine has done. And she's asking which plants need to be cleaned up and pruned back here in the fall.
You know, in the fall, and you know, some of them perennial type things. I mean, if we're going to divide or move, we can start thinking about some of that. But a lot of our other pruning, probably want to wait just a little bit till we start having a little more leaf drop and a little more cooler temperatures. Sometimes as we prune things, you know, during the summertime, it stimulates growth. So we don't want to do a whole lot of that yet. But as the days keep getting shorter and things start looking wound up, you know, fall is a great time to prune almost all of our trees and shrubs and perennials and things. You know, nice thing with a lot of those is they're deciduous, so they drop their leaves for the fall and winter. Well, that gives you a chance to be able to kind of look at the whole body and structure of the plant and, you know, be able to see a good area to cut back and what we're leaving or in trees. Oh, this branch is growing straight through the middle. We want to cut that out. So it works well that that's the best time to prune when we can kind of see what we're doing. More likely, I would say there's just a few things that we don't want to prune, and that's probably easier to say than what we should. You know, roses, I like to just cut them back a little bit. Anything that might get broken in the winter, if we have snow or ice weight on it, you know, just clean them up a little bit. But our main cutback, I like to do, you know, late March, right before they start leafing out. That way, any winter damage they might have had is going to be in the part where trimming off. So that's a good one just to wait on. You know, some of the other things, things that bloom very early in the season, we don't always like to trim off for winter. Forsythia has the bright yellow flowers real early in the season. White spirea, that's another one. Lilacs. So all of those kinds of plants that bloom really early like that, they take their flower and form it inside the bud over winter time, and then it pops out immediately. So those types of plants, if we prune them in the fall, we're not going to hurt the plant, but we're cutting all the flowers off. But other than those few plants, you know, everything else, fall is really a good time to get everything shaped back up. Maybe some of that shagginess that's grown over the year trimmed back on them. And that way everything's in a good state to leaf out and start growing come springtime again.
Elaine, thank you for your question this morning. If you've got a question about your lawn or garden for Jason, you can send it to the KNSS Facebook page or call 316-869-1330. That's what Mike has done this morning. Hey, good morning, Mike. What's your question for Jason?
Oh, good morning, folks. I have some hostas at my house, and they're kind of getting all bunched up, and I wanted to see if I could thin them out in one area and transplant some of them to, like, another area to kind of use the same flowers.
Started
out as 4 plants, and now it's like 24 plants. But I didn't know how or when to do that, because where I got them from was my grandpa's house, and we ended up getting rid of that. He passed away, so that's why I've got some. My planter's not here, so I didn't know how to. I thought, well, ask him. He'll know. You'll know what you're doing.
That's great. I love legacy plants like that. I have a peony and some naked ladies that came from different people that aren't around anymore. So I love that. But the hostas, I would get past this heat of the next few days. But in the fall, that's a nice time, you know, depending on what you need to do. The whole clump can be dug up and then chunked into several pieces, or if most of it's right where you want it, there's just maybe a side that's getting too big you want to remove, you know, a nice sharp shovel, you can chunk that off and get underneath it as much as you can and get a nice good chunk with it. I would not split them down to just single shoots. I mean, leave 3 or 4 of those shoots the leaves come out of in the clump. That way it'll look like something next year, and it'll transplant a lot better as a chunk. I mean, if it's a nice big hosta, you might be able to make 3 or 4 out of it.
They're pretty big, it seems like.
So, I mean, you may be able to make several out of it, but, you know, sometimes people want to go all the way down to, you know, this little tiny piece, and it takes so long for them to grow and do something and a little more temperamental. But yeah, chop that into several nice sized chunks, move them where you need to. Right when you plant them, you know, it's almost impossible to overwater. I would maybe, you know, dig my hole and even put some water in it, let it soak in before you plant it, and water them in really well. Then occasionally I'd give them a little water as they dry out. But getting everything really watered in, all the air pockets out, and all when you transplant would be best. And, yeah, this cool of fall would be a fine time to do that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for your time and your knowledge. I really appreciate the help.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Mike, thanks for the call this morning. Again, the number, if you've got a question for Jason, 316-869-1330. Let's talk about spring bulbs, Jason. Is there still time to plant those here in the fall?
Absolutely. We are just getting into that time. You've probably got all of October and all of November without any problems. But when you talk about spring bulbs, these are the ones that are going to flower in the springtime. So tulips, daffodils, Allium, they look like a Dr. Seuss plant, I think, a big long stem with a big purple bowl on the top of it. But all of those, hyacinths, there's several other ones that are all in that category. But we plant them now, and then they go ahead and they root and get established all through the wintertime. And then that, a lot of them need the cold of winter to tell that bloom when it's time to come out. They need so many hours of cold anyway. So we plant them now. And then early in the spring, you'll see the foliage popping up. And then, you know, depending on what variety of thing it is, April, beginning of May, you'll have your tulips and your daffodils and your crocus blooming. But great plant. You know, some people get very elaborate planting with designs and all kinds of different things with fall bulbs. Personally, I like just to make a couple of spots and put a variety in there, different colors, different bloom times, and just have a couple of big spots that look like, you know, big spring bouquet right there, and they'll bloom for quite a while that way, and then, you know, they fade away and we can do something else. Some of them are extremely long-lived, like daffodils. I'll see around my part of my area out here, you'll see where there used to be farmsteads and stuff, and there's no house anymore, but the daffodils still come up. So, you know, some of those are a very long-lived one, not too difficult. The only thing I'd do maybe when I was planting, put a little bulb food or a bone and blood meal in there so they have a little extra nutrition for those roots to use through the winter time as they bulk up. But great thing to be planting in the fall, and then, you know, you kind of forget about it by springtime, and then all of a sudden, there's my tulips coming up.
Yeah, those are beautiful. Absolutely. Hey, Felicia's got a Facebook question. She says, do I need to do anything to my soil if I'm planting in a new place?
Well, you know, just in general, and it kind of depends what all you're doing. I mean, if it's something, a new bed, a new something, you may want to do a soil test. And, you know, to do that, the best way, take a little bit of soil from a couple inches down. So I usually just take the shovel and, you know, take up a shovel full. You don't want it right from the very top. That changes every time it rains or we feed or whatever. That top is pretty variable. So a couple 3 inches down, and, you know, altogether we'd want maybe a cup of soil or so, and take it down. The extension service can test that and give you your results back. But just in general, if I was going to be planting some new stuff in an area, in Kansas, sulfur is always a pretty good thing to add. We usually have pretty alkaline, high pH soil. It's not very acidic, so that can be added. If it's a vegetable area, I always like to throw a little gypsum in there for the extra calcium. But, you know, without doing a whole lot, those are about the only things I'd probably do in the fall. You don't want to do, you know, in gardens and in places that don't have active plants in them, you don't want to do a lot of fertilizing this time of year, because by spring when you're planting, you know, it can get used up. Now, if we're doing perennials, trees, things like that in that area after they're planted, once we've had a frost, you know, we'll want to do a tree and shrub food for them. But as far as, you know, all the different soil amendments you might need, there's really not a real general ones other than the sulfur and the gypsum without testing that soil.
All right, Felicia, thank you so much for your question this morning. Again, if you've got a question about your lawn or garden for Jason, you can do what she did and send it to the KNSS Facebook page. You can also call 316-869-1330, 316-869-1330. We're going to get a quick update on Stutzman's right now from Mr. Ben Miller.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. Fall is officially here, and we love the cooler temperatures as we transition to fall decor. What a wonderful time to decorate the front porch or patio. Stutzman's has a great selection of miniature and traditional straw bales, corn shocks, and a huge selection of miniature, funky, and traditional pumpkins. Tie it all together with beautiful asters or our large selection of stunning mums starting at $4.99. It's also time to plant pansies, mix and match full flats, 18 pots for only $20 while supplies last. We love fall and invite you to the Stutzman's Garden Center nearest you. Hope to see you soon at one of our 12 garden centers today, and find out more at stutzman.com or on Facebook. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a wonderful day. We look forward to the cool weather and all the beautiful change that comes with fall. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers.
And this is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here from Stutzman's. To answer your questions, the number 316-869-1330. Jason, let's talk about our landscape plants. Can we be fertilizing those now for winter, or do we need to wait a little bit?
You know, probably things that are going to come back next year, shrubs, trees, perennials, you know, all of those types of things, I would hold off a little bit on yet, especially as warm as we've been and as warm as the soil is. I would hate to fertilize them and stimulate some new growth, because that growth would not have time to harden off before winter, and you could get a little freeze damage. So those things, you know, I would wait in a little bit longer. But now if you do have some nice annual things left, you know, petunias, lantanas, you know, my begonia pot looks great right now. Those I do keep feeding, because I don't really care if they have some new growth and flowers on them right now. I mean, actually, I am good with it, because they're not going to survive the winter either way. So, you know, things like that, do keep some fertilizer too. You have some nice hanging baskets or something still around. Let's keep pushing those and making those look as good as we can for as long as we can. But the things that are going to come back, you know, we want to wait till we really start seeing them go dormant, you know, leaves dropping. Maybe we've had a frost or two. Once we've reached that point, they have decided it's late enough in the year that they're going dormant and we can go ahead and do it. It's very important, that fall fertilizing, though. Kansas, our soil really doesn't freeze solid very much at all through the winter. So anytime that soil's not frozen, those roots are still active, you know, slower than summertime, but they're still taking up nutrition. They are storing energy. You know, they'll push that up the tree in the spring and you'll get, you know, maximize your growth or blooming power, color, whatever it is you're hoping for out of this plant. But having that done in the fall really does help build that for a little quicker, stronger growth in the springtime.
We've talked a little bit about pruning earlier in this show today. What about our hydrangeas? Is it a good time to be pruning those?
You know, hydrangeas, about the only pruning, and depends on your personal taste. Like sometimes they'll have, you know, the nice white bloom and then they kind of fade to a pink and then they kind of get brown. And, you know, some people don't like that look and they go right out. And, you know, this time of year we could go ahead and clean all those off if you want to remove them. You know, otherwise, you know, the woodier kinds, the panicle hydrangeas, and those tend to bloom best here. Those are a little woodier, more like a shrub. And, you know, as they need some pruning this fall, yeah, we can go ahead and kind of shape those back. It's a good time to make sure we've got some nice mulch around them, particularly if you're growing the large flower, the mop head type hydrangea. They're a little more cold sensitive. So, you know, keeping that up, pulled up around them. But most of those that do the best here, they don't need a whole lot of pruning other than, you know, kind of some shaping, or if you don't like the look of the spent blooms, go ahead and clip those off.
All right, good information right there about hydrangeas. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. If you've got a question about your lawn or garden, we've just got about 5 minutes left. The number 316-869-1330. I've been waiting to ask you this question, Jason. I saw this on your Facebook page. It's a planter that is called a lasagna planter. What is that?
Yeah, and that's a lot of fun. You know, kind of talking back with the spring flowering bulbs. I've done that several times here. And, you know, if you're doing it in a container, you need a nice large, you know, 20-inch plus size container, just because of the soil volume and stuff through winter. It can also be done, you know, in the ground as well. But what it is, you know, spring flowering bulbs, generally you plant them, you know, if there's not specific instructions, about three times the height of the bulb. So, you know, a 2-inch bulb, the bottom of it's going to be about 6 inches deep. Well, a lot of these things are of different sizes. So, you know, our big daffodil bulbs, we would put the lowest in the pot and add some soil. And then you can put a layer of maybe your tulip bulbs in there, add some soil, maybe hyacinths, you know, up towards the top. If you want to do crocus, they're little tiny guys, so they'd be kind of at the top. So you have the layers like a lasagna in there. And then, you know, as that pot is watered and, you know, they root in and they need a watering a few times during the winter time. If we don't have snow and rain, they don't need to be soaking wet, but we don't want them to get too dry. But what will happen then in the spring, as we start to warm up, those guys will all begin to come up and you get this nice mix of these different kinds of plants. A lot of them have different bloom times. So you have this large pot that's, you know, blooming with bulbs from, you know, sometime in April, maybe till the end of May, several weeks of that spring bulb color. And then once they're done, you're able to just plant your other things in there as well. But it's just kind of a neat way of layering because of the different heights you plant those bulbs at, that you can kind of stack them up on top of each other and get that really dense flower all in a small area.
Yeah, there's a picture on your Facebook page. It's a beautiful looking planter. You can go there and read all about the lasagna planter. You can also watch a video as well. Now, every time I see one of these, Jason, I'm gonna be hungry for lasagna.
Yeah, that's the drawback. So,
yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whitney has a Facebook question this morning. She says, can I treat broadleaf weeds right now?
Not only can you, you should. As we are in the cooler times of the year, spring and fall, a lot of those weeds get active again. The temperatures aren't so hot. We have some soil moisture. So, very good time to be knocking out those leafy weeds, whether it's, you know, some dandelions that have showed up, maybe some clover. You know, there's several different ones that get pretty active this fall. And if we can kill some of those off, especially some of those dandelions, and clover, both of those are a perennial. So any that are there now are just going to be bigger in the spring. So, you know, killing some of those off now really will help, but does a great job. The only thing I would say is if you are seeding, putting down grass seed, or you already did put down grass seed, you don't want to spray until you've probably mowed that grass once or twice. You can, you know, spray before you put the seed down, but once that seed is up and sprouted, we really don't want to spray until it's gotten old enough to mow. But yeah, this is a great time to knock out some of those weeds.
Whitney, thank you for your question. Thanks to everybody for your questions this morning. Some really good ones here this morning on the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Before we go, Jason, let's remind people what's happening there at the stores this weekend.
You know, lots of great fall decor for everybody. Mums and all shapes and colors and sizes. So no reason not to have a little mum there on the porch, the pumpkins, the straw bales, the corn shocks, all of that. And then we do have the pansy sale going on. So $20 for a full flat of pansies. A great way to add some color. Like I said, if you haven't planted them before, you ought to plant some now and see the strength of the pansy through the winter time. But a lot of good things going on, and, you know, got a few more weeks left in the season, so looking forward to having everybody stop out.
Absolutely. Fall is officially here. Now, if people have a question about their lawn or garden during the week, what's the best way to get that to you?
Best way is to drop me an email, and my email is the word questions at stutzmans.com.
All right, Jason. A lot of great information again this week. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
And thank you for listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. We're here each and every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We hope you join us again next week at the same time. Until then, remember what the sweet potato said to the pumpkin. I am what I am. That's a bad dad joke. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.